that seemed to be she of the Shaputra. O you all sons of the universe, please listen. You are the son of nectar. You are all drops of nectar within, and outside this poisonous coating. You think yourself like that and attain to regain your own position, inner position. It is with you. But anyhow, you have missed it. You are unconscious of your own wealth within. So work for that. That what is within you, kiti saddho habit saddho bhavasa sadhanamita. Sadhan means strength. What is the nature of the mean strength? Means kiti sadhanamita. Kiti saddho habit saddho bhavasa sadhanamita. The sadhan, the means, this name has been given to a particular process. Saddhabhava, that is within you, you have to discover. To discover your own wealth. Mahaprabhu has given an example. A poor man, he has got some money underground within his room. And some astrologer has told him, you are suffering from poverty, but you have got money underground your room. But don't approach from the southern side. There are those hornets. And another from the western side. There is a wizard. And not also from the northern side approach. There is an pantheon. But only try from the eastern side. Easily you get the jar. And by enjoying, your poverty will be removed. So he says, from the southern side means by the help of karma. Karma. By the application of our energy. That means whatever we shall do, this particular conscience won't allow us to get leave. We must suffer or enjoy the consequence of that karma. Whatever energy we should spare or utilization or something like that, we must have to suffer the reaction. So every action, every reaction, and we will be bound down with that. So leave the that ambitious line, that with my own energy I shall earn that highest bliss. Give up that life. Then another yoga. By controlling our own internal system, we may direct our attention towards the I. By practicing so many physical methods and also internal mental methods. By ascending method on the whole, to raise ourselves up with our own essence, own energy, own intellect, yoga system. That is, many siddhi, many mystic power will come in your position. And this David, take your attention on different sides. And the right thing, you won't be able to reach nearby. So many mystic powers will misguide you. That's that wonderful results of that psychic power. That is yoga. Searching by ourselves, from the gross to subtle plane of things. Then there is a third course, Gyanam, by cultivating the who am I, what is this world, the all-comprehensive thing is what, I am a part of that, in this way. I am a point of spirit, a spark, Atma, and there is that pure ocean of that light, or the eternal sky-like thing. I am a part of that. The whole conscious ocean, I am a drop of that. In this way, if you go cultivating that oneness of consciousness, that will swallow you. And you will lose your individual consciousness. Individual enterprise will be merged in the whole, and you will be nowhere. You enter into the ocean of knowledge without being able to keep up your individual consciousness. So there is like a pantheon that will swallow you, devour you. So that is also not serving the real purpose. So approach towards from the eastern side, that is devotion. That is the way of surrender. Don't utilize your own ability. You are finite. Don't depend on your own ability to know the infinite. But to come to the infinite for the finite, the best process to surrender to Him. Please accept me. Please inform me who am I. If your subject is super subject, give Him to take initiative for your good. Don't take it in your hand. Try to look at the environment as your guardian. The first mantra of Rig Veda asks to, whenever we approach to anything, it says, think, who are you? You are approaching towards something. Before that, you have your own conception what you are. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya Divi Chakshuratatam. You think of the environment. What relation that have on you? Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, the all-pervading entity, he's lowest position nearest to you, Parampadam. Sada Pashyanti Surya Divino Chakshuratato. The spiritual scholars, experts, they see them, see it as Pashyanti Divino Chakshuratato. Just like a big eye, like a sun, his big eye spread over your head, guardian's eye. With this consciousness, you approach to anything and everything. The guardian's eye, like the sun, so much concrete, is looking after you, taking care of you. With this consciousness, you approach to any and every action to perform any duties. The guardian searching eye over your head. Then any misdeed will be impossible for you. if you approach to anything and everything with this idea, the vigilant eye over me, of the Supreme, then how should we? We cannot conceal anything. So hypocrisy should be banished. Straight working will come, plain thing. We cannot but make ourselves one with simple plain true things. Cannot conceal anything within ourselves. So, the environment is not blind or matter, but it is contrast, and it is friendly, it is like guardian. Try to understand, read in the environment in such a way. Not only it is all-knowing, but it is friendly, affectionate to you, culture, at every step. Every moment, this consciousness, and easily, and in short time, your transformation will be good and thorough. Put yourself in the relativity of the highest consciousness as well as highest affection. Affection is greater than knowledge, higher than knowledge, affection, love. That is the finding of the devotional section. Heart is higher than brain. We are more in the heart than in the brain. Our real existence is in the heart. So try to fulfill your heart's thirst, quench your heart's thirst, and approach in this way, eliminating, neglecting the prospect of energy, atomic energy, our brain behind the atomic energy, but come to the solution of the demand of your heart. They say that humanity's sake, give up search after knowledge of destruction. Now the general cry is like that, appealing to your heart, give up your brain design, production. Brain production, save us, appeal to your heart. Heart is greater. So, solution of our heart, that is the highest achievement. We must try for that. Hare Krishna. supreme love divine. Dedication is wealth, not exploitation. One is not great. One is not great by the capacity of his exploitation. But by the capacity of his dedication, he should be given position, whether good or bad, high or low. By dedication, how much he can dedicate. And dedication must not be misguided. Dedication to the proper center, to the truth. And the truth is one with love. Truth, affection, beauty. Truth is not law, mere law, abstract law. But there is living thing, there is heart. Truth is personal. Truth is person. And the person as a guardian, a friend. Not only a commanding guardian, but friend, heart to heart, and more than that. Sonhood of Godhead, consorthood of Godhead, it has been found. That's how one lady, during the time of Swami Maharaj, about 150 came here in this hall to deliver lecture. Then one lady among them told, what have attracted us to Swami Maharaj is this, that we are thinking, where is God? God is at infinite distance, unapproachable. But when we heard that we can live with God as family man, we can serve with our affection the God Himself, such prospect drew me here under His feet. The God can be so near as we can serve Him as a family man, our Master. What more we want? This has attracted to us. So His friend, not only father, but His friend, His consort, His everything. He loves me, then I may hope to love me. Caretaker, everything. We have to find out such plane of living where we can throw ourselves with the highest confidence that dham, where the slavery is unknown. I think I read from history, when Megasthenes came to visit India, he gave some description of the Indians at that time. There is one expression, slavery was unknown, and the stealing and so many other dirty things were unknown to India. Now also among the Aborigines, sometimes we find they do not know to steal, do not know to lie, to speak falsehood. They do not know. So, there is a soil, there is a brain where all these deception, deceptive mentality, tendencies are known. Rather, positive affection is flowing everywhere. And of higher to highest degree of confidence. We are to, with the help of our inner most plenary tendency, most fundamental tendency, with that help, Shraddha, we can found out that plane for our living. For our living. Sarupeshavarai Goloketa Sthiti. Our inner existence is meant to live in that soil. It is like that. It is like that. Srimad Bhagavatam, the full-fledged season of the ancient Indian Vedic culture, came to inform this actually first chance. And the Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev took it from there, that this is the ripe fruit of the tree of knowledge, the tree of Vedic or revealed knowledge, the acme, the highest, the fruit which comes naturally and which is ripe. Just in the form of highest utilization. And the Sri Chaitanya Dev pointed out. All other process or alternatives or proposals, they are stale. Now the new thing has been discovered. Direct transaction with the divine law. And the shortest route is this, with help of divine sound. Try to go to Krishna conception of God. Really, it is beautiful. He is commanding everything. The power is not commanding, but love is all commanding. That is commanding. The highest controller is not power, nor justice. Justice is present there where there are many partners, many demanders, various parties. But where there is one authority, then mercy, land of mercy, everything belongs to him. He is not to come under law in his behavior to others. Everything is for itself. Dr. Hegel says, everything is for itself, reality is for itself. Everything belongs to him, he is the master absolute. Everything meant for him. So no law, no justice, only favor. Only favor. And so surrender and get favor. That is the simple transaction. And there is ample, no possibility. He is not bankrupt. So no possibility of being dealt with any despair. This human body is valuable and fit for such search. There are other hopeless alternatives of our existence in Christianity or in Muslim theory. It is not accepted generally that animals, the trees, creepers, they have souls. There is a person below, under, within. They are of equal position, equal status with us, but by karma, now reduced to such inert section. They are internally, they hold the same status with us. But this human birth has been said to be very precious. Very, very valuable, because here with the help of the divine agent, we can help us agree to the greatest deal possible. So such valuable time, don't waste with any other thing, any other engagement than this attempt, this search. Of your Lord of heart. Lord of heart. Try. After a few days, you may lose this chance. You may have to go to some other species. it is not impossible. Ball coming near the goal, if we miss, then we repent. But ball is moving freely in the field, no repentance, no disappointment. But it's coming to the goal, if we miss, then we repent very much. They have lost the chance. So our birth has come to the human species near the goal. From here, working faithfully, properly, we can go out of this life of bondage. Not only in the positive achievement. So, in any way we may, to help us and to help others. To help others, Mahaprabhu told, Bhagavad told, go to help others and you are automatically helped. When you go to help others in that direction, you are energized at your best ability. And that influence comes within to work. So, kirtanantu tatubaram. When you go to preach, at the same time you preach automatically in yourself, in your heart. The greatest command of that energy you will have to acquire when you go to preach. So, offensive for offensive. The environment is aggressive. They are trying to influence you from all sides. Maya, misconception. The Ishavashyamism, so everything belongs or working on behalf of this Lord. That is the real thing, but we consider that everything is moving how far to satisfy my self in bondage, or so many other selfishness, extended selfishness, national selfishness, extended selfishness, humanity, nation, country, that is extended. Fight between greater, bigger unit, fight between small unit and bigger unit. To infinite, that bigger and smaller has got no value. No value. So, try to preach, to break all sorts of separate interests. And try to find in harmony with the one interest, Ishavasyam, everything for himself. I am for himself. He has got every right over me, over anything he can make or mar. Whole right concentrated with the center, and the center, absolute good. When center is absolute good, as much power is concentrated there, it is so much better for everyone. So, that source, this is so. And you try to read it, everything for himself. I am for him. And there lies my best chance and prospect. That I am for him. He is so good that to become for him, it is the highest reward in one's life. He is so good. Infinite goodness. So pure, full optimistic in the fullest extent become. Try to read the world in that way. No enemy. At present, of course, you are to find some sort as long as you are weak, you will have to consider something. That is also, that sort of warning also given. But the object, our destination is such. Everything good. Tattin kampang susumikkumanam. no apathy on the other side. You are responsible for your own past, present, future. You are responsible. You are detached because you have detached yourself from the environment, from the whole. State management, when it is given to the from particular party to the government, you will have Kishidra. When the party, the company cannot conduct the institution, he gives to the government. Like that, you give up your state management to the supreme authority, to the best, highest authority, and live under him, surrendered. This is the general background of devotion. That is the highest prospect of all. We try to be centralized. Try to be centralized, and the center is such and such. In all respects, it is the most desirable. Center is this. So don't be afraid of being robbed, of being deceived. Be good, and you cannot but be come in the association of the good. Because the goodness, good environment is conscious and judicious and affectionate, loving. It is told that when a soul, after emancipation, joins the Leela of Krishna, Krishna accepts, welcomes him like a mad man, mad friend, who is suffering so long his absence, separation. God receives a newcomer there, that so long I am suffering your separation, my friend, how you could live in the foreign land, neglecting me, my friend, how you could do? I remember everything when we began your journey to this side. You were insulted by so many, in so many variegated ways. You did such and such things as austerity, this thing, that thing. I am conscious. You begged from door to door, thinking me of me, taking my name. I am fully awake to all those facts. But it was necessary. Now you have come. Moreover, that Lord, he embraces him and gets fainted. Sanatana Goswami has given this expression in Brihad Bhagavatam. When the first man, when he enters the Leela of Krishna, he receives in such a way. Actually. To the servant class, he extends his speech. To the friendly, he touches by the hand. To the motherly parent section, he gives kissing, and to the consort hood, he embraces the newcomers, and with divine affection to the highest intensity. So much so, he forgets himself for the time being. So kind, so benevolent, so affectionate. anyhow, we are to place ourselves, to take ourselves to that plane of living. Plane of living, there are different, it is, cannot be ignored. And the human section also, qualification. Atheist, pure atheist, but atheist and moralist. Moralist but not theist. Then, imaginary theist and moralist. Human section, the particular section. There's kalpaka. Kalpanik ishar evang nitibadi. Then really theistic and moralist. There begins varnasram dharma. Then approaches father. Father towards God. At the highest stage, no question of morality. Everything comes out from him. Everything belongs to him. This consciousness eliminates morality even. But that of God, their morality in their own land, that is another thing. The decision here, that cannot go there. No, go there. There also motherly affection, friendly affection, consort affection, that rosh, they have got their adjustment. Adjustment, but that is another thing. Everything in connection with the satisfaction of Krishna. Rasabhas, that clash between different rasa is not desirable there also. There, of course, it is all right automatically, like computer. Everything is automatically done. But when we approach towards that, these things to be considered for us in the way. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So you have come out to help such sort of understanding which to the people. We do not know any greater benefit for the society or for the mankind or even more. The best help to the society is to give God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. God consciousness in the highest position, it is Krishna consciousness. Attracting everything towards him, Krist means attraction. Attraction. So many atoms disorganized, all the attraction keeps them together and gives a face from chaos to cosmos. So attraction when living, it is love. Attraction, gravitation, attraction, all the planets, everything exists in some ratio of attraction. But attraction with endowed with life, that is love, attracting, contrast, attracting another consciousness, that is love, cheta. Krish, everything, the attraction of all, the center of all attraction, Krish, and know, and the giving pleasure, distributing joy, attracting and giving joy, the pleasing. That is Krishna in outer sense, and his person. He is loving, love personified, and also distributes love to outside. And when distributes love in a scientific way, deeper, he becomes Chaitanya, the Mahaprabhu. Most magnanimous, the highest form, love also there is gradation, the highest degree of love, when organized way is distributed to the public, Radha Govinda combined, he becomes Sri Chaitanya. Not by history, but any other the ancient characteristic or any theory, but in fact, in the reality we can understand, see things, tattva-drishti, by the vision of eye of our knowledge and love, we can have recognition of things outside. Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol. I had to talk much with those Ramakrishnites. So little tired. Father, we shall again meet, and I invite some questions from you also. What's the time now?
10 past 9.
Gaur Hari Bol. Hari Krishna. Arunya Maharaj and others, they are doing well there.
Very well. They're keeping very well.
Yes, sir. Again, we shall keep. That one Mahaprabhu was going to Ramkel, to Vrindavan, via Ramkel. After that time he had to come back from Ramkel. Again he had to go from Puri direct to Vrindavan. When going to Ramkeli, he called aloud, Narutam, Narutam, while passing by the side of the birthplace of Narutam. Narutam Thakur was not born at that time. But very shortly he came in this form. We have to understand the eternal aspect or characteristic of the Leela. Leela means eternal. That is in the most fundamental plane, subtlest plane. It is causeless and it is irresistible. Why is it appatiyata? The layer of bhakti, devotion, pure devotion, is such. It is eternal, not within the chapter of time.